Hey everybody, it's RP, and I'm back again. So, today I'm going to be talking about why I've been away. And there's a lot of reasons. So, buckle up. This is going to be one of those longer episodes. So, as you know, I am married, and I was living with my mom. And that was still fine. That everything was fine. It was just for during quarantine. And she was living with her boyfriend. So we all stayed in the same house. And they had a big enough house. So it was fine. However, we were also trying to have a baby behind the scenes. And we never, obviously they never walked in on us. That would have been super weird. But there has been some issues to where we have not been able to get pregnant yet. So I've been having to change my medications. I've been trying to talk to doctors. And everyone just keeps rescheduling my doctor's appointments and not getting back with me. So it's been hard. For those of you who don't know, I have depression, anxiety, insomnia, the whole shebang. So I have to take medicine for it, and obviously that kind of medicine isn't safe for a baby. So it's been a little hard to get with the doctors to try to figure something out. So now I'm almost done. I've almost switched over to the medicine, but I need a therapist. So the person who is my psychologist was supposed, or psychiatrist, was supposed to be my therapist too. But a month ago, he told me that he's not going to be my therapist because he has too many patients as it is. So he referred me to somebody else who I haven't been able to see yet. And I'm going to have to fill out a whole bunch of other new patient stuff and then figure out how to open up to this other new person and just try to have weekly sessions over the phone or something. I don't know how it's going to work out yet. So be praying for me for that, at least. Then there is the actual baby part. So I have not been able to get pregnant yet, but we found out that it might be my husband. So he's fine performance wise, obviously. However, we have realized maybe his testosterone is low. So we were going to get with our associate pastor at our church and have him help us with that. However, the associate pastor, is going through a lot. He and his fiance just broke up, canceled the wedding, and he left the church just this week. So that leaves us back to square one, trying to find a doctor for him. Also, I still have never had a female checkup, so I have no idea if I'm even able to have kids on my own either. So that's just fantastic. All the stress boiling up inside of me has just been fun. Don't you love sarcasm? So, and luckily, I have had to have a stress release. However, it does sometimes cause more stress. And that is my work. So I have been lucky enough to go back to work full time, and the daycare that I work at is open. And yes, it's a daycare. So, with that said, I get to be around children all day, which is fantastic and so heartwarming, and it fills my soul up, really. However, not only the kids don't really stress me out, it's the workers that do. So the director can never figure out my schedule, and they keep switching me to different classrooms, And now we finally got it sorted out. I'm going to be able to stay in one classroom. I have my kids. I have my Facebook page with them. And then, you know, we have to combine. And then I didn't have this. And then I didn't have that. Just be praying for less stress in that situation. It's just, I guess it's just me and my depression needing to get over myself. I don't know. But I'm just thankful that I have the children to keep my spirits up. They're so sweet. Even if they're throwing a tantrum, you just keep going and eventually they turn sweet again because they're kids, right? Yeah. And so there goes that. So, okay, moving back to the living situation. So, like I said, I was living with my mom and then I moved out again. So, our RV, we live in an RV, was parked at somebody's house. However, right before we moved in with my mom temporarily, they said in a few months that we should think about leaving and finding a new place to park it. So, that left some questions and some concerns. It wasn't on a bad note. We don't really know why they just suddenly asked us to leave. But we still love them because they're cool. Anyways, so then we had to go in search of finding a new place for our RV. And that was crazy because we didn't know, our RV is old. And we didn't know if it would be accepted by a lot of RV parks in the area. So I called this place and then my husband called the same place and got a different answer. And we were just very confused. So my mom decided she would try to help us out. She said that she would buy us a brand new RV. However, that didn't work very well because we didn't have the title in our names because the person was trying to sell it to another place before she died, so now it was her kids selling it to us. So now we need something to say that they didn't buy it, and it's a really confusing mess that I don't completely understand, but either way, we didn't get a new RV. We are still in our old RV, which is fine. It still works. There was just some leaking and some water damage when we got back in it, but it's fixed now. So we finally found a place to park it, and it's this nice RV community. Everyone's nice and seems friendly. But it's just the stress of moving it and just, ooh. Anyways, so, and his mom was helping us with towing it and figuring out how to get it there and everything like that. So, we got it here. We didn't live in it for a week or so because we were trying to fix it up. My mom's boyfriend helped with the leaks and helped clean the air conditioning so it didn't smell and just random stuff like that, right? So, then we get to actually about to live in it and everything seems fine, right? Well, then there's bugs and, you know, it's out by trees and woods, so it's expected. And then one day I go to work and I feel something in my shoe and I have a cockroach in my shoe. Yeah, that was fun. So the next day my husband sprayed Demon to eliminate the bug issue. Now there's just dead flies all over the place. Then there's, we have a 32-foot fifth wheel RV. And we have a Great Dane mix. And we have a cat now that we have added to our family. So all four of us are staying in this little RV. And we want to get pregnant. Yeah. We're going to try to live here for as long as we can, but so far so good. Like I said, the community is really nice. We have a really friendly neighbor that we live right next to. They're nice, and we set up this little pavilion place outside, and that's nice. I hear the maintenance man mowing right now, so that's nice. Getting all the bahia grass out the way. But all in all, I'm finally settling down and trying to get this corona quarantine under control. My husband got a job, so that's a blessing, at a music store, and that's his major, so it's perfect, right? So he likes that so far. It's only been a couple weeks, and it's been mostly I'm at work when he's there, so it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Except today, when he's at work and I'm not. But it's fine. Anyways, yeah. So let me tell you, there is this thing called depression, and it is a crazy thing. And like I said, I have it, and it's not exactly what you expect it would be, and especially when you take medicine for it. So when you have depression and you're not on the medication, then you're just going absolutely bonkers and you're sad all of the time. But if you take the medication, it doesn't have the numbing effect like people think it does. That's for other different disorders that you can't, for if you can't handle on your by yourself. However, if you take the correct medication, then your emotions begin to stabilize. However, that also means that not only is it, you know, it helps you not be sad all the time, but it means your highs are higher and your lows are lower, even with the medication. So it's kind of like you feel higher than somebody else might, and you might feel happier than somebody else might when they're feeling their happiest. And it's just, it gets confusing because sometimes you get really excited about something when nobody else gets as excited, and then you get embarrassed, or then people don't think you have depression, and then they think you're lying. But in reality, that thought that they have conveys itself, and then you cry yourself to sleep at night. It happens like that. So it also happens in a way where it can dull your care about anything. So you just, like, you don't care if you get hurt, you don't care if, you know, you end up alone. You just kind of go through life doing whatever you need to do, just not caring about anything. And that's the nulling thing that people say depression meds aren't supposed to do. But you know what? Life is just, anyways, so, okay, me and my husband have recently been in an argument about alcohol. So I'm 21 and he's not, and obviously we agreed that we wouldn't have any alcohol in the house because both of our families have suffered addictions and it runs in the family. So we decided just to keep it out all of our lives altogether. Well, when I was at my mom's house, I was offered to try it. So I did. And he got mad at first, but he understands that, he understands my depression. So I had to, he also, it was more like I had to re-explain my depression to him about how I felt about certain things, because I don't feel normal. Yes, I have the higher highs, I have the lower lows, I feel things that nobody else around me feels, and I just feel isolated. And the fact that I don't know what people are talking about when they're talking about it tastes like alcohol, I don't know what that means. I still don't really know what that means because I haven't tasted enough of it, and I don't know if I want to. But it's the fact that it's not against the law, it's not against any rules, it's just that I don't and the fact that I don't know when everyone else seems to, it kind of unnerves me, and it gives me another reason to be different than everybody else, and that I don't know how I can really handle that, because I'm a human, and I just feel isolated around other humans just because of that fact, and that I have depression, and that I have all these things wrong with me, and I didn't want yet another thing to be piled up in that as well. And so I just got to a place where I didn't care about our agreement, because I knew I wasn't going to get a big drink. It was just enough to taste it, and I had adults around me, and I was at home, and you know, but I know I shouldn't have done it without him there, and from now on, you know, we made the agreement to only if I want to taste something that he has to be there, and we have to be home, and we can't buy it, we're not gonna buy it, we're not gonna bring it home, it's just a taste, and then I'll give it back to somebody else, and stuff like that. And so then there was that, and then that we had to deal with, and then there's my tendonitis and my stomach issues, medical issues, more and more medical issues that I have that I can't get figured out because of doctors. And it's just crazy. And I even know the names of my future children. Is that crazy? Because I want to get pregnant so bad, and it just reminds me of Hannah's prayer. I'm just down on my knees begging as if I were drunk, and then praying and crying to have a child. And I feel like I'm going crazy. I would literally be fine just stuck at home with a child by myself without anybody else to take care of me besides me taking care of the baby. Like, that is my dream. And I don't know how long it's going to be my dream, but that is my dream right now. And yeah, I'm not going to stay home with the baby, but the 2 months, you know, that is necessary when I do have a child, but those are probably going to be the happiest 2 months of my life, you know? And just being able to care for the child. And so, and both of the names that I have picked for my children are directly from the Bible, and the first names are. So I've picked one male name and one female name. And the middle names are the names of my husband's great-grandparents. So they're really cute names. One, the boy's name is Samuel James, and the girl's name is Ruth Mavis. And then our last name starts with a P. So I think that would be super cute. But that's my opinion. They would be my kids, and also it's God's will for what's to happen in my life. But he has also said, when you do have children, this will be their names. And he's given that to me, and I just have to wait and see, I guess. But I wish it would hurry up, but I can't rush God. So now you see how crazy my life has been. Just bouncing around from house to house. Well, not really, but just trying to figure out where I stand in life. Because, you know, not having the physical and, like, emotional attention from my family and friends that I need just made my depression spiral downward into this dark cave that I couldn't climb out of. And so going back to work had started the escalation out of the cave, but I'm still on the journey to recovery, still on the journey to fix my medication so I can have a child, still trying to figure out life. And I know that I'm not the only one trying to figure out life. So comment or let me know about who else is struggling. Tell me your struggles during this quarantine. Let me know how you feel and how my story made you feel, how my testimony made you feel in relation to how it relates to you. So thank you so much for listening. This has been RP on the reality check. So yes, of course, this is all reality, all true facts, all about me. So I'll see you next time.